there are not specific tests that a doctor can easily order to really quantify any of those. And in fact, the surprising and really almost silly answer is probably the best test we have right now to assess the adequacy of beta cell function as a blood glucose. Because the reality is, if you get someone who's really insulin resistant, like a pretty big guy who comes into your office who doesn't have diabetes, if you measure an insulin level, it's going to be really generous. It's going to be high because he's compensating for insulin resistance. Alternatively, if you have a little grandmother who comes in who weighs 95 pounds, who also has normal blood sugars, if you measure an insulin level or a C-peptide in her, it's going to be really small. It might even be below the normal range because, again, she's so insulin sensitive, she doesn't need a lot of insulin. So you can't simply measure in absolute terms a measure of insulin secretion or C-peptide and think that's going to tell us much. The reality is, if a glucose value is above a target range, then there's something wrong with beta cells. And that's probably a fairly gross way to think about this.